This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House said Saturday that the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden has been killed. Ben Thomas has more.
The White House statement, issued in President Trump's name, says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details. American officials, though, have said there are indications that the CIA, not the U.S. military, conducted the strike. The CIA itself has declined comment. A U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters tells the AP Hamza bin Laden was killed in the past 18 months. The White House statement says Hamza bin Laden's death deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, and undermines important operational activities of the group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Saudi Arabia's interior ministry says that fires from an early morning drone strike at Aramco oil facilities in the eastern town of Abqaiq have been extinguished and that no one was killed in the attacks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for the attacks that are attributed to Iranian-backed Houthi rebels from Yemen. On Saturday, Secretary Pompeo tweeted that there is no evidence the attacks came from Yemen, and he added that Iran has now launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. Edward Uranian has more on the attacks.
Saturday's attack comes as the Saudi oil giant Aramco prepares to publicly sell shares in the company, leading some analysts to speculate the attacks were meant to depress the value of the company when its shares go on the market. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pakistan said Saturday four of its soldiers were killed and another injured when terrorists from across the Afghan border opened fire at two locations. From Washington, this is VOA. Joshua Wong is one of the leaders of the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. He is visiting the United States today. Reuters has more.
Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong will visit Washington, D.C. this week to ask for bipartisan support from U.S. lawmakers. Wong, who has been at the forefront of this year's protests, told Reuters on Saturday their fight will continue through the anniversary of China's founding on October 1st.
In Hong Kong, in the past 3 months, we have three protests, more than 1 million people took to the street. So before 1st of October, we will continue our protests with our calls on free election. Government of Hong Kong should be elected by Hong Kong people instead of handpicked by Beijing.
China has accused foreign powers, especially the United States, of fueling the unrest.
After Hurricane Dorian last week, it's more bad weather for the Bahamas. Reuters reporter Priscilla Huff has the story.
Tropical storm Humberto is slowly moving across the Bahamas. This new storm arrives less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Dorian devastated the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. The storm strikes as cleanup and recovery efforts from Dorian are still underway. On a visit to Nassau on Friday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it was clear to the world the Bahamas need more help.
The financial cost of the damage caused by Dorian is not clear, but it will be in the billions of dollars, and the Bahamas cannot be expected to foot this bill alone.
An estimated 1,500 are homeless from Dorian, and the death toll is expected to rise well past the 50 already counted.
Reuters' Priscilla Huff reporting. David Cameron, the British Prime Minister who called the Brexit referendum and then saw the public vote to leave the European Union, says that he's sorry for the divisions it has caused. Sarah Bassett reports.
In an interview with the Times newspaper, David Cameron says he thinks about the consequences of the referendum every single day, and he deeply regrets the outcome, accepting that his approach failed. He admitted that many people blame him for the Brexit divisions and will never forgive him, but he defended his decision to call the vote. His two successors, first Theresa May and now Prime Minister Boris Johnson, have wrestled with the Brexit issue. Both have thus far been unable to win parliamentary backing for an exit plan agreed with EU leaders. Sarah Bassett, London.
Late Saturday, Italy allowed the rescue ship Ocean Viking to disembark 82 migrants in Lampedusa in a reversal of the hardline policy under the country's former ex-interior minister, Matteo Salvini. Far-right leader Salvini was forced out of office last month. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.